Are you wondering what to plant first this spring? If you're looking for easy, you're in luck. Today I'm recommending 7 easy to grow vegetables for your spring garden. Use this list to get started on a successful garden season. Let's dig in. Welcome to Homegrown, your backyard garden podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Rogers, and together we'll explore growing a successful vegetable garden no matter where you live. Today, we're exploring 7 easy to plant and easy to grow spring vegetables. You know, the older I get, the more important it is to me to have the skills and the knowledge to grow at least some of our own food. You might ask why, when we can go to the grocery store and buy whatever we want to eat, whether it's in season in our area or not. But so much of our food nowadays is grown with commercial fertilizers and pesticides. I prefer to eat naturally raised, pesticide-free food, thank you very much, and the most reliable way to do that is to grow it myself. The state of our world is concerning these days. With rising prices and supply chain issues, I feel more comfortable with a garden in my backyard and the knowledge to grow food that can help stretch our budget. This is the purpose of my website, Oak Hill Homestead, and this podcast too, to help you learn these skills so that you can sustain your family and thrive no matter what happens. So let's get into these 7 easy-to-grow cool-weather vegetables, shall we? There are more than 7, of course, but I had to draw the line somewhere, right? Gardening is really just a series of experiments. The only way to find out what will grow for you or not grow for you is to try. So don't be afraid to try, to plant something new, even if it doesn't grow well for you in the end. In other words, your mileage may vary with these plants, and I can't guarantee success, but these are some of the easiest vegetables to grow, and they're a good place to start. The first vegetable I recommend is lettuce and other greens. If you love a fresh salad, lettuce is a great first garden plant for you. How much fresher can you get than lettuce and other salad greens that were picked this afternoon? But I'm not talking about the iceberg lettuce you buy in the grocery store. Although this weekend I did see 4 packs of iceberg lettuce transplants at Lowe's. Iceberg lettuce takes a lot more time to mature and needs more space than the leaf lettuce I recommend. Plus, if you plant 4 iceberg lettuce plants, they'll all ripen at about the same time. So you'll have loads of lettuce, and then you won't have any lettuce after that. Or it might even have spoiled because you got so tired of eating nothing but iceberg lettuce. Instead, I recommend growing leaf lettuce. Leaf lettuce is very easy to grow, and they have quite a few advantages over that head lettuce. Leaf lettuce is ready to harvest in 30 to 70 days, compared to head lettuce, which takes up to 100 days to mature. Leaf lettuce can be harvested even earlier than that estimation. As soon as the leaves are about 5 inches high, you can cut and use the outside leaves of the plant and leave the rest of the plant to continue growing. This is called cut and come again harvesting. This way, your lettuce harvest is spread out over a longer period of time. Plus, if you grow a couple of different varieties of leaf lettuce, you can cut a few leaves from this lettuce variety over here, and some from that variety over there, and a few from that red lettuce variety. It makes for a very pretty salad and a variety of flavors. Leaf lettuce comes in so many varieties and colors and leaf shapes that you'll never have to eat the same salad twice. You can either buy seed packets for a couple of varieties, or you can buy a lettuce mix that contains several different varieties of seeds in one seed packet. This variety of shapes and colors and flavors makes lettuce a great vegetable to grow in containers too. Lettuce is shallow-rooted, so it doesn't need deep containers. It's quick to plant, easy to harvest. Other salad greens are just as easy to grow as lettuce and will add even more flavor and variety to your salads with just a couple of plants. Arugula, mustard greens, and mesclun are just a couple of the greens that are available. Lettuce prefers cool weather, and it can be planted several weeks before your last spring frost. And if your weather goes below freezing, you can cover the plants with upside-down buckets. Lettuce will bolt when your weather gets hot. Bolting is when the plant decides it's too hot, the season is over, and it's time to make seeds. Bolting is the end of your lettuce season for most varieties, but there are some heat-tolerant lettuces. Second on my easy-to-grow list is radishes. Radishes might actually be the easiest vegetable, and they are certainly one of the fastest growing. They are ready to eat in as little as 21 days, depending on the variety you plant. Radishes are another cool weather crop that can be planted before your last frost date. They are so easy to grow and so quick to germinate that they are ideal to plant if you want to introduce children to gardening. Before the child loses interest, the radishes should be peeking up above the ground. But, you know, if you plant lettuce and radishes at the same time, your radishes will be ready before the lettuce is. So you might want to plant radishes a couple of weeks after you plant your lettuce. That way they'll be ready to harvest at about the same time. Another tip to growing radishes is that you don't have to plant the whole packet of seeds. This is true for any kind of vegetable, actually. Plant as many seeds as you need radishes because each plant grows just one radish, and save the rest for a fall garden or even for next year. Or you can plant a row of radishes now and plant another row in 2 weeks. When you harvest the first row, you can replace them with more seeds. This will give you a longer harvesting window, so you don't have to eat them all at once. If you leave radishes in the ground too long, they can be peppery and tough. It's okay to harvest them when they are on the small side. Onions are another crop that you can plant early. Onions are planted as seeds, as sets, or as plants. I prefer to plant onion plants, and I've had the most success by buying my plants from Dixondale Onion Farms in Texas. You can plant onion sets outdoors in early spring, as soon as the ground can be worked. If you're ordering onion plants, they are shipped to you at the right time for your region. They send mine at about the end of January, and I usually plant them 2 or so weeks later, in early February. Onions can also withstand a light frost. If you plant onion seeds, you should start them indoors about 6 weeks before you plan to transplant them outdoors. Wait until the soil is at least 50 degrees before you plant these tiny seedlings outdoors. Beets are another root vegetable that are also easy to grow. Not everyone likes beets, I know. Some say they taste like dirt or mud. Personally, I love beets, and I have a delicious sweet and sour beet recipe on my website that I'll link to in the description. I wonder if the dirt taste might just be that the beets weren't cleaned well enough after harvesting. They do tend to cling to the dirt. Also, beets should be peeled before eating. I have a simple tip that makes it super easy to peel those beets. After boiling, you hold the root end of the beet and pull the peel off. It's just super easy. It slips right off. Then again, maybe beets are like cilantro that some people think tastes like soap. And I'm one of those people. So I totally believe that some people might think that beets do taste like dirt. However, if you do like beets, they are a great dual-purpose plant to grow in your garden. You can eat both the root and you can eat the leaves, rather like spinach. I've added them to green smoothies and they are delicious that way. Plant beets outside once the soil temperature is at least 45 degrees. The secret to growing beets and other root vegetables is to use light, well-drained, fertile soil so it's easy for the edible roots to form. Plant beets about half an inch deep and several inches apart so that there's enough space for the beets to grow that large root. Next on my list is peas. Peas can be planted before the last spring frost, like most of these. Pea seeds actually germinate best in cold soil, so they are a favorite with many gardeners simply because you can start gardening early in the spring. They grow well on a trellis of some sort. It doesn't have to be a super sturdy trellis, since they are not large or heavy plants, but growing on a trellis saves you space in the garden. You'll need to keep an eye on the pea vines and gently wind them around the trellis every few days, but it's not hard work and it doesn't take more than a couple of minutes. The plants hang on to a trellis pretty well, and you don't usually have to tie them up. To eat peas, you want to pick them before the pods dry out. There are some varieties of peas that you can harvest when the peas in the pod are still tiny, and then you stir-fry the pod itself and eat it whole, such as snow peas and sugar snap peas. For fresh peas, just let the peas swell in the pods until they are ripe. Don't let them get too mature. They are sweeter and more tender if you harvest them when they're a bit young. My 6-year-old grandson and I like to eat peas right there in the garden. It's hard for us to fill a bowl with enough fresh sweet peas to bring inside and cook for dinner. I'm okay with that because either way, whether cooked or raw, he's eating peas. Garlic is another vegetable that can be planted early in spring. Yes, garlic can be planted in the fall. But if you didn't get yours in the ground then, you can still grow it. It may take a little longer to harvest than if you had planted in the fall, but it's still doable. Plant garlic as soon as you can, as soon as the ground can be worked, because it needs cool weather to begin growing. Just like in the fall, you would separate garlic bulbs into cloves and plant the cloves about 6 inches apart, just underneath the surface of the soil. Garlic likes well-draining, loose soil. What it doesn't like is weeds that compete for nutrients and water. So keep your garlic bed as weed-free as you can. Let's throw in an easy-to-grow fruit for number 7. Strawberries are quite easy to grow if you start with purchased crowns or plants, and they are perennials, so they will produce berries for several years. Don't you love plants that just keep growing? Strawberry plants are usually planted after the last spring frost. The exact timing will vary depending on your gardening zone. If you have bare root plants, soak the roots for about 30 minutes before planting. Be careful to not bury the crown of the plant where the leaves leave the stem. Some gardeners say that you should pinch the flowers on first-year strawberry plants, while others say it's not necessary. I've never done it. I eat every strawberry that comes out of my strawberry patch. After they fruit, strawberry plants will produce runners, which are sometimes called daughter plants or baby plants. These baby plants will form at the end of the runners and send roots into the ground, and then eventually you have more strawberry plants. And just like with the blossoms, there are people who say you should cut off any runners the first year, and others who say it isn't necessary. Personally, I can't even tell which plants are first-year plants. My strawberry patch is a gone wild place, so I let them grow. In the spring, when they are easy to dig up, I thin them out so that the patch isn't super crowded, and then I share any extra plants. This spring, I've even dug up over a dozen strawberry plants that were growing in the grass from runners that escaped the tubs and the raised beds where I had planted them originally. Strawberries grow easily in almost any climate and any soil. You can grow them in raised beds, in containers, in strawberry jars, or in the ground. Can you grow strawberries from seeds? Yes, you can. I don't have enough patience for that. It takes a while. I started with a dozen or so bare root plants, and now I have, well, a whole lot of strawberry plants, even after sharing them with others. A good layer of mulch will help keep the weeds down in your strawberry patch. Strawberries like a lot of water, but their biggest enemies are slugs and snails, which also like damp places. So be sure to keep an eye out for these pests. So there you go, 7 easy-to-grow, cool-weather plants that you can start in the spring. Lettuce and other greens, radishes, onions, beets, peas, garlic, and strawberries. Another benefit of these cool-weather plants is that they like to be direct-seeded in the garden or in the containers you'll be growing them in. Unless you have a really short growing season, you really don't need to start them indoors, and planting them right in the dirt makes them even easier to grow. Plus, onions, garlic, and strawberries are usually grown from plants or sets or garlic cloves, not from seeds. So again, super easy to grow. Gardening is a series of experiments, so why not start planting your vegetable garden this spring? Start with some of these 7 easy-to-grow spring vegetables and enjoy the delicious fruits and vegetables of your labor. For more information on growing some of the vegetables mentioned in this episode, check out the growing guides on my blog, oakhillhomestead.com. You'll find links in the episode description. In the meantime, I hope you'll subscribe to this podcast so you won't miss a single episode. Share with your friends, too. Leaving a review would be awesome. As always, you'll find the link to the transcript of this episode in the description. I'd love to keep in touch with you. You'll find me on my blog, oakhillhomestead.com, on Facebook at Oak Hill Homestead, and on Instagram at Oak Hill Homestead. Thank you for tuning in today, and I'll see you here next time on Homegrown, Your Backyard.